Dr. John Bardot, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
In the late 70s, early 80s, you served as chairperson for WSU's Department of Sociology and Social Work, and now you're president of Wichita State. How does it feel to come full circle?
You know, it really is wonderful. My wife is from Wichita and has 3 degrees from Wichita State, so for us to be back on campus and to be in a place we love and that we really, while you leave to go to work, we really never left. Our family is here. My wife's father and her sister's here, so we've really never left the area. We've always kept a contact, and it's wonderful to be back full time.
Well, you've been married to your wife, Deborah, for 37 years. She's a native of Wichita, as you mentioned, and I understand you met her right here on this campus.
I did, yeah, in Neff Hall, which is now the anthropology department. At the time, it was sociology, and she was in business education, which was down the hall. And we had lost our secretary, and they had a temporary secretary and hired a couple student assistants to come in. She was a senior, and I was a really, really young faculty member. And we just sort of hit it off, started talking, and she encouraged me to date one of her friends, and I did for a while. And then a friend and I broke up, and Deborah and I started dating. So you just never know how those things are going to work out. So she always teases me that we've had 34 wonderful years together. And I say, well, honey, we've been married 37 years. She says, yes, 34 wonderful years. The others,
yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So she's settling in on campus, both of you, pretty much now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, most of our stuff is away, which means we're now lost entirely because we don't know where we put anything. But we'll get used to that.
Well, let's talk about some of the immediate plans that you mm-hmm. have for the university. You've said that WSU can be an engine of innovation for Kansas. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, if you look at the capabilities of this faculty and staff, if you look at the kinds of programs that we offer, the quality of what we have the potential to really do a lot that can change the future of this state. If you look at our engineering programs, our entrepreneurship programs, what's going on in communication, what's happening in the fine arts, there isn't an area of this university that can't have a huge impact on the quality of life and the future of the economy in the region. And so what I'm really looking at is how do we create a plan for this university together that moves us into this innovation space so that we're innovative in our teaching, we're innovative in our scholarly work, we're working with businesses, we're working with volunteer organizations, with government to truly try to improve the quality of life here.
Now, this fall, you plan to do some strategic planning?
Yeah, and the university hasn't had a written strategic plan that was formally developed in quite a while. So what we're going to do is start a process in early September, a very inclusive process involving both community people and university people. And we're going to have co-chairs drawn from the university and from the community. And we're going to look at the fundamentals of what is the meaning of our mission. When we talk about it, we say, oh, we're an urban serving university. But number one, is that really what we are? And number two, if it is, what do we mean by it? And out of all of that, then create a set of goals for the university. And really from there, I plan on allocating to plan. We'll keep this very much at the forefront, and it will be really the organizing principle of my time here as president.
Now, you've also talked about more private enterprise around the edge of the campus, mm-hmm. cafes maybe. And
I hope so. I mean, we're going to really encourage developers to build a campus-type community around us, also on the campus. I mean, I have great interest in having private research facilities, for example, on the campus that would work with our faculty to really enhance the capacity of those enterprises to create new products and processes. So this is a university that hasn't historically had the campus strip. It hasn't really had a lot of the high-end departments and other things that you expect to see around a university campus. And so I'm encouraging developers to do that. We as a university aren't going to. That's not our job. But if we're going to grow the university and really do what we can do for the city, that's going to be important. And so I've been talking to anyone who will talk with me about it to see if we can encourage it.
What about student enrollment? It's been hovering around 15,000 for the last couple of years.
Yeah, it has. And when I was here in the early 80s, it was over 17,000. And so I'm looking now at how do we grow the university back to at least that size. And my walking around number is somewhere around 20,000. I don't know what that number really is, but we'll do studies of it. We'll look at it. And that means thinking differently about how we recruit students, how we offer programs, what's the role of distance education, what's the role of weekend courses, how are we going to go after increasing percentages and numbers of minority students, what are we going to do with international students to increase those numbers. So there's a lot of opportunity here. And The main reason for the growth is not just simply to grow the university, but it really is to make sure that we, number one, have an educated population who can be both good citizens and prosperous, and then secondly, to assure that we have the capacity to support this region the way we think we should.
That's John Bardot, the new president of Wichita State University. Thank you so much, Dr. Bardot, for joining me today.
Glad to be here. Thank you.